You love.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mary, the love of God. Mary, the love of God. Mary, the love of God. In your life. Love the world and the things of this world. You love. Love commanded that we should love one another in this world. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life. Love commanded that we should love one another in this world. Love commanded that we should love one another in this world. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life. Love the world and the things of this world. You love. Love the world. All the things of this world you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life. Love commanded that we should love one another in this world. The love commanded that we should love one another in this world. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? There is the love of God in your life. Love the world and the things of this world. You love the world and the things of this world. You love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life. Lord commanded that we should love one another in this world. The Lord commanded that we to love one another in this world. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your life? Love the world and the things of this world. You love. Love the world and the things of this world. You love. Where is the love of God? There is the love of God. There is the love of God in your life. There is the love of God. There is the love of God. There is the love of God in your life. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. Never fails. Jesus never fails. Never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. Never fail, Jesus, never fail. Never fail, Jesus, never fail. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus, never fail. Jesus, never fail, never fail. Jesus, never fail. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fail. Never fail, Jesus never fail. Never fail, Jesus never fail. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fail. Never fail, Jesus never fail. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Every man never pass away, but Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Every man never pass away, but Jesus never fails. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio at Saving Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland. This is Archbishop Stephen John Buker. Coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Today, I'm led to share with you on the topic, do not gain the whole world and lose your soul. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world? Hallelujah, your soul. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world? Hallelujah, your soul. God is a miracle working father. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working, a miracle worker. He's a miracle. I am a miracle working God. In the Alpha and Omega, in the miracle working God. Hallelujah. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Jesus made this statement in Mark Gospel chapter 8, verse 36 to 38. Then Mark Gospel chapter 8:33-38. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. This is very important. Because many people are in this world, they have no purpose. People are just living carelessly, just doing just anything, and they think they can go free. No, it's not like that. There is a purpose for living. What are you living in this world for? What did God send you to do here? What are you doing for God? That is what will remain. What will remain when we leave this earth is what we have done for the kingdom's sake. It is not how much bank account we have that we are going to be asked. When you get to heaven, nobody is going to ask you, where's your bank account? How much is there? How many cars do you own? How many buildings do you build? How many aeroplanes do you buy? No. Scripture says, each of us shall stand before God. Hey, Holy Spirit, speak your word to your people today and bless your people through your word. In the name of Jesus, let them become doers of your word. And not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you because you are in charge. Holy Spirit, take control now and bless your people through your word tonight. In Jesus' name. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? I'm yet to see anybody who dies and all the billions and millions he has in the bank account were buried alongside his king. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like somebody dies and all the billions, you know, are buried with him in the graveyard. It doesn't happen. In fact, there's the president of the country somewhere in South America, of course. He told his people that when he dies, they should take this beautiful car and bury the car the same place his coffin was buried. But they find beautiful, costly car. Cost millions of dollars come. And when he died, they actually dug the grave and they actually dug the car inside the grave and then they put the coffin. They put the coffin inside the grave with the car and then they closed it. And then maybe if you drive that car to wherever he's going, there is nothing like that. It is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, it is judgment. Then Jesus said, each of us shall give account of ourselves to God. We shall all stand before God and we shall give account. To give account, to render account of how you live on earth. How did you live in this world? What did you do? You're going to render account unto God. You shall stand before the judgment seat, before the throne of grace, and you will be asked, what do you do on earth? What did you do with your life? What have you done? And if you can't tell lies, because the book will be open. The book will be open, and whose name was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Yes, that's going to happen. But that has happened already. It's already happening. You're going to live in this world for about maybe 100 or something, because I haven't seen anybody who recently lived for 200 years. But I've had of people living up to 120, 125, 130. But I've not seen somebody who lived for 150. You know, but definitely, everyone is going to die and leave this world. There's nothing you can do about it. This is very important. As I'm talking now, you're thinking I'm joking. We're talking about eternal matter, eternal issue, eternity. There is life after death. Where you will spend your eternity matter. In fact, you are going to live on earth in a couple of years, maybe 100 and something years. That's it. and then you leave this earth. Now, the next question is, where are you going to spend your eternity? And there is judgment. Each of us are going to stand before the throne of grace. And we're going to stand before God and give account of ourselves unto Him. Whosoever will find one thing that be cast into the lake of fire. That it will be there for years and millions of years and billions of years. Of course, you saw the other day, we were talking about Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus and the rich man in the scriptures, in Luke Gospel chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. We're talking about Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus, though he was poor, he worshiped God, served God, believed God, received Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior. No? Follow the will of Christ, and when he died, the scripture said the angels carried him into the bosom of Abraham. He was in heaven with God. Then the same scripture said the rich man also died, and he went to hellfire. Now, he didn't go to hellfire because he was rich. That's not the reason. He went to hellfire because he rejected God, he rejected Christ, he rejected salvation. He did not receive Jesus Christ, he was not born again, he was not filled with the Holy Spirit. Of course, Jesus said, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So the rich man died and went to hellfire. He was nagging things in hell. And he lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And then he was asking Lazarus to bring some water for him to drink. It's too late to cry when the head is chopped off. You know, the head is already chopped off. And then you are crying. What are you crying for? You know, Lazarus can't even cross the border and then come to hellfire to give you water. No. And how much water can Lazarus give you? You know, because hellfire is hell. It's fire. It's burning 24/7. The Bible says in war, diet not. And you'll be there for millions and billions of years. See, that is very dangerous. You know, to find yourself in that kind of situation, the rich man lifted up his eyes and he saw Lazarus and was asking Lazarus to bring water from him. Then he was told that it can't happen. That's not going to happen. The water is there with Lazarus, but there's no how Lazarus is going to come all the way from heaven and then cross to hellfire to come and give you water. And even if he's going to give you water, how much water can he really give you in that hellfire that will last all those millions of years? He's going to be there. See? So you don't toy with your salvation. Salvation is very important. The greatest miracle is the miracle of your salvation, being born again. It is the reason why Jesus didn't bother so much, you know, to discuss other things when he met people. Read the scripture. Each time Jesus met somebody, he would talk about your soul, about heaven, about salvation, being born again. How are you living your life? Are you with God? Is Christ in you? Have you known the Lord? Have you been saved? Have you been born again? Even the Apostle Paul and disciples. See, that was their impact. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you became born again? You know, the Apostle Paul said, I don't seek to discuss anything but Christ and Him crucified. Christ and Him crucified. You know, this is very important that we must channel what we really want God to do. Look at James chapter 4, from verse 1 to 10. St. James Gospel chapter. James chapter 4, verse 1 to 10. It says, from whence cometh war among you? From whence cometh all this pride and enmity and conflict and confrontation? From where does it come? Look at James chapter 4, verse 1 to 10. It comes from greed, the selfishness, wants anyone to own it all. Look at China now. Something that's supposed to belong to the whole world, China said they own it. And this the very thing Saddam Hussein went to Kuwait and was taking over Kuwait to add to his own country. Kuwait is not your own. You now said that Kuwait should belong to Iraq. James chapter 4, verse 1, it says, from when cometh war, and all these conflicts and wars and confrontations, and all these things, from when comes it? Because you ask for your own selfish greed. All you want is to heap wealth and riches and billions of dollars in your bank account and buy a place and buy houses and own buildings and own property and own the whole world and lose your soul. That's what you want. See? That's all you want. He just said the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of our things that we added unto you. Are you seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness? You seek the whole world. You love the world and the things of the world you love. That big name, I'm the richest man on earth. Look at the news, look at the magazines and the Time magazine, look at the news and all these things. This is the richest man in Africa. This is the richest man in India. The richest man in Europe. This is the richest man in the world. This was the very richest man, the richest woman on earth. The richest. God is all this. You gain the whole world and lose your soul. Your soul is going to hell. Going to hell fire because you rejected Jesus Christ. You don't want to serve God with your life. You don't want to believe in Jesus. You don't want to be born again. You don't want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You don't want to be a child of God. As many as received Christ, the very God gave power to become the sons of God. How dare you reject Jesus? How can you escape hell if you neglect so great salvation? This great salvation that Jesus had to suffer and die on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. How will you escape hell? How will you escape hell fire if you neglect so great salvation? Let me tell you, the worst thing you can do to yourself, the worst thing you can do to yourself in this life is for you to reject the salvation that Jesus provided for you on Calvary's cross, for you not to be born again, not to be filled with the Spirit, not to serve God, not to follow Jesus Christ. You don't want the Lord and you reject God. Then you have cast yourself into the lake of fire that is burning with brimstone, and the worm dieth not. Yes, that is why John. Then John doesn't say, first you be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There is prerequisite. There are requirements for you to enter into the kingdom of God. So up to now, you are not born again. You are still living the old life. Old things are not passed away. Anyone being Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So all things are not new yet in your life. All you know is to amass wealth and riches and gold and silver. And you die and leave all these things behind for other people to inherit, because that's it. And you didn't do anything for the kingdom of God. And on the last day, you have no report to render unto God. You have nothing to testify before God. You have nothing to say. And the scripture says, whose name was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You need to repent today. What shall it profit you? You shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. They are now fighting in China. What are they fighting for? This person say, I own this land. The other one say, I own this place. The other one say, we own this place. The other one say, we own that place. The other one say, we own this place. The other one say, we own that place. The other one see, look at James chapter 4, verse 1 to 10. From whence cometh war? From whence cometh fighting? It is because you are greedy. You want everything for yourself. You're trying to grab, trying to greed, and just hold it to yourself. You don't even care if anybody exists. The spirit of greed, selfishness and greed is what is killing the whole world today. Only one person wants to own everything. And then billions of people are out there suffering. They don't even have anything and nobody cares. All you want to do is just amass wealth. Amass. Jesus said, why do you keep your, what are you doing? You keep your red teeth and robes. They come and eat them up. And the armed robbers and thieves, they come and grab them and kill and shoot and carry all this wealth away. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world? All you want is, I want to be the richest man on earth. Who cares? Who cares about who is the richest person on earth? Who cares? What we care is that you have Christ in you, is the hope of glory. When you leave this world, you are going to be with Jesus. You are going to heaven, where you be with the saints of God and worship God and praise God all your life. Heaven is our home. That's where we are going. There's no night there. There is no hospital. There is no killing. There's no shooting. There's no black people. There's no red people. There is no green people. Everybody is the same. Just worshiping God. What kind of world is this? A world of sin and evil, a world of perversion, injustice, a world of telling lies, to gain, to get, killing, and the destruction of life and property. What kind of world? Is this where you want to be? I'm going to have to be with Jesus. You know, what shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world? Judas Iscariot, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 4, Judas Iscariot, he betrayed Jesus Christ for 30 minutes of fever. So if somebody needs 30 minutes of fever, he is going to betray another person. That's the world in which you are. Eh? Judas Iscariot. He needed 30 pieces of silver. In order to get 30 pieces of silver, he had to go and betray somebody, sell somebody out. You know? That is the world where you are. It's about bribery, it's about corruption, prostitution. You know? It's homosexuality, it's gay, it's drug, it's halotry, all over the place. That's what you see. Lesbian and gay, everything, unclean, unrighteousness. That is what you see all over the world. And you want to participate in those things. These are the broad ways that lead to destruction. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. But very few are finding. And then the same Jesus Christ said, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. Broad. The broad way that leads to hellfire. And everybody is going there. All the drunkards and all the thieves and all the armed robbers. And all the prostitutes, all the idolaters, and all the fornicators, and all of them, liars, oppressors, wicked people, they are all going to the broad way that leads to destruction. Then the scripture says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. That is the way of destruction. And Jesus said, men are following that way. Express. It's an express highway. And all of them are going there. Today, you need to make a right about turn and follow Jesus. Is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And very few are finding it. Because it is the way of righteousness, it is the way of holiness, it is the way of doing right, it is the way of doing the will of God, it is the way of being born again, being led by the Spirit. It's not the worldly way. No, 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 no. It's the narrow way that leads to eternal life. And very, very, very few are finding that way and going that way. May you find that way. May you follow the narrow way today in the name of Jesus Christ, because not if you probably, what do you gain? If you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. The Apostle Peter said, perish with your money. He thought God is looking for your money. Acts of Apostles chapter 8, verse 20. That's the Apostle Peter. He told him, you perish with your money. God is not looking for your money. God is looking for your soul to be saved, to be born again, to be sanctified, to live a holy life. That's what God is looking for. That's why many people got rebuked in the Bible. And I'll show you the reason why they got rebuked. Yes, they got rebuked. In 2 Kings chapter 5, Naaman brought gold and silver and wealth and riches to bribe from an Elisha to heal him of leprosy. See, that's the way the world thinks. The world is about bribery and corruption. The world is about bribery and corruption. That is the system of the world. So, Naaman, he got gold and silver and raiment and food and everything and wealth and riches to go and bribe from Elisha to cure his leprosy. But Elisha said, I don't need all these things. Just go and beat yourself in the Jordan 7 times and you'll be healed. Second Kings chapter 5. And Naaman went and did himself in Jordan 7 times and was healed of his leprosy. So Elijah doesn't need your riches in order to minister to you. And that should be the attitude. Oh yes. That should be if God looking for your money before you do what he does with. God does not need your money, he needs your soul to be saved. That's why we are putting the message of salvation for you to know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is the truth of the word of God that you know that saves your soul from hell. Who cares? Whether you got good or fever or wealth or riches, who cares? So from the Elisha was saying, Naaman, you don't have to. You don't have to. And Naaman was healed of his leprosy, but the greedy Gehazi went and passed through the back and was, you know, collecting those things. And the leprosy of Naaman had to come on Gehazi. Greed, selfishness, that is what is killing the whole world today. The whole world today is dying of greed and selfishness. One person wants to be a billionaire. The other one wants to be a trillionaire. Eh? They are not satisfied with what they have. Have faith and raven. Let us be satisfied. The love of money is the root of evil. Why would you love money more than God? Why not love God? Seek ye first the kingdom. kingdom of God and his righteousness, all other things shall be added unto you. You love the world and the things of the world. And of all the riches of earth, King Solomon, he had to confess before he died. He said, all these things are valuable. Not really the book of Solomon. King Solomon, he wrote the Proverbs, he wrote the Ecclesiastes, he wrote the Psalms of Solomon. King Solomon, he wrote those four books. He wrote the Proverbs, he wrote Ecclesiastes, and then he wrote the Psalms of Solomon. And then Solomon said in the scriptures, the vanity of vanity is all vanity. Because Solomon was the richest man on earth. God blessed him. Yes, read the scripture. God blessed him from heaven. You are asking me whether God blessed him before? Why ask Abraham? Why ask Jacob? Why ask Isaac? Read the Bible and see clearly whether God blesses people. Eh? That God blessed King Solomon and he became the richest man on earth. Talking about women, Solomon had. Talking about faith, Solomon had. Talking about wealth and riches and gold and silver and everything on earth, Solomon had everything. At the end of the day, King Solomon opened his mouth and said it openly. The vanity of vanity is all vanity. All these things, they are all rubbish. They don't mean anything. Oh yes, they don't mean anything. Apostle Paul called it seed in the car. That's how Apostle Paul called it. Apostle Paul, I like that. If they did that seed in the car, they are getting top. 1 Peter 5:2-4. It doesn't mean anything. One day, he came to call me. He said, hey, man of God, come and pray for somebody who died. Maybe he will come back to life. So we ran down there. We had about three pastors. Somebody died. I don't even know the person. I've never seen the person. But they said somebody has died. He just died now. And that we should come and pray for the person. Maybe he will revive. So we hurriedly went. We hurriedly left. We don't even know the person we are going to pray for. We all went there. When we got to the place, we later found out that he's the richest man in the whole of that community. Thinking rich, wealthy, billionaire. So what happened? They said he fled. And he never woke up again. Oh. What does that mean? They said that man lie down and fled, and then he never woke up again. So they are trying to wake him. He's not waking up. And everybody has been trying to wake him. He's not waking up. That's why we came to call you, pastors, to come and pray. Maybe he will wake up. I said, no problem. We will pray. Maybe if God wants him to wake up, he will wake up. If God, we don't know. So we started praying. So we prayed. We prayed over with just a body of a human being, just lying down on the bed there. It's not moving. The hands are not moving. The legs are not moving. The body is not moving. It's not speaking. It's not breathing. This thinking rich billionaire is gone. Everybody is crying outside there. People are jumping and rubbing himself on the floor and everything. Nobody could do anything anymore. Even the doctors have been there. They could not do anything. Everybody did. Nobody could do anything again. That's it. Oh, that's it. It is. That's it. It's God. So I have all these trillions and billions and all these things. It is. That's it. That's the end of everything. I say, yeah, is this how this world is? So now, was he born again? Was he saved? Nobody could say anything about those things. He doesn't know whether these people are Christians, whether they receive Christ, whether they are born again. Nobody even knows. Because some people, they are so proud, you know, they see their God, They are rich, so they don't need Christ. They don't need God. They don't need Jesus. They don't need the Holy Spirit. They don't need the Bible. They don't need you to come and preach to them. No. That's why Jesus said it is very difficult for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Matthew chapter 19, verse 23 and 24. A camel to go through the eye of a needle. Matthew chapter 19, verse 23 and 24. A camel to go through the eye of a needle. So it's very, very difficult for rich people to be saved, to be born again. And of course, in the scriptures, you saw the demonstration. Jesus said, sell your property and then give out to the poor, and then you have heaven. The man was angry. No. See, he didn't obey what Jesus said. Jesus said, this is the way of salvation. The man not what Jesus was saying. And it has been like that in the scripture. When people get to that level, they think they don't need Christ. They don't need to be born. They don't need to be saved. They don't need to go to church. They don't need to pray. They don't need to read the Bible. They don't need to depend on God. They see themselves, they are God themselves. That was the end. It was the first time I was seeing that type of thing. I have never seen anything like that since I was born. And tears came down my eyes. He told me that it's okay. And it wasn't even an old person, it's a young man. Made success at a very early age, and we're just at the prime, just to enjoy life, and everything was cut short. That's it. Who knows tomorrow? Who knows tomorrow? Do you know if you will be there tomorrow? This could be your last hour, your last moment, and the trumpets are sound, and everyone in Christ shall be listening. And we shall be with him. Are you ready for the second coming of Christ, for the rapture of the church? If you need death right now, because everybody was not even fear death. I think it's because you don't know where you are going. Even free to die and go. What are you talking about? Apostle Paul said, to die is gay, to live is for Jesus. That's the Apostle Paul in Galatians. Apostle Paul, he knew where he was going because he's following the narrow way. Of course, he has already said, I have fought the fight of faith. I have run the race that is laid for me, the crown of righteousness. So I know where I am going. Then Apostle Paul said, to die is gain, to live is the crown. Those are people who know where they are going. Reverend Dr. Boris Cerullo just died, blessed memory. You know, the man who lived for the Lord Jesus Christ. Died at the age of 88. That's a good year. That's a good one. No? And they peacefully left the earth. And Billy Graham is gone. Robinson, several of them, T.L. Osborne, they've gone to glory. At a very good age. And they live for the Lord. And that's what it should be. That's what it should be. And then you are living carelessly. And you don't know where you are going. You are not sure of tomorrow. You are not sure of anything. If anything happens now, you are going to hellfire, and you will be there for millions of years. The fire will be burning you, and the flames of fire, the wolf dieth not. Gnashing of teeth forever and ever. You need to repent now and give your life to Jesus and let him come into your heart. And dwell in you, Christ in you, is the hope of glory. What shall it profit you? We shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. Today is the day of salvation. Right now is the day of salvation. The old world shall pass away. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. The old world shall pass away. Everything in this world shall pass away. Only what is done for Christ shall remain. Only what is done for Jesus shall remain. Nothing is going to remain here. Everything is going to. Look at it. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. This old world shall pass away with all the elements therein. This old world, you are seeing, everything is going to pass away with everything inside. And that's it. Only what is done for the kingdom of God shall remain. No wonder when Martin Luther, the founder of the Methodist Church, was allowed to come and see heaven. God gave him the privilege to come over to heaven and see what it is over there. And he had the privilege of going into the heavenly, and the angel received him and was conducting him around heaven. And when they got to heaven, he saw a crowd of people worshiping God in heaven. But Luther, he saw John Wesley, the founder of Methodist Church. He saw the crowd worshiping God in heaven. And he asked, said, who are these people worshiping God in heaven? He asked the angel, all these people worshiping God in heaven, who are they? Are they Baptists? Are they Catholics? Are they Anglicans? Are they Presbyterians? What church is this in heaven that are worshiping God? He just said, here in heaven, there are no churches here. We don't do church here. Oh my God. Ah! Don't do church here? John Wesley was shocked because he thought in heaven, everybody is going to go to their church today. All this, like, he is thinking about church. I've been to church this morning, but that's not the salvation we're talking about. I've been to church today. And I've come from church, but that is not the salvation. Jesus did not point that when you go to church 100 times in a day, that is when you are going to heaven. Jesus said, didn't say that. It was the reason why in John chapter 3, he told Nicodemus, except you be born again of water and of the spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Stop playing church. I'm talking about salvation. Please. John, you mean no more churches up here in heaven? There is no church here. We are already worshiping Christ. Everybody here in heaven, what is there before worshiping God? The streets of gold. There's no rain, no sun, no day, no night. Everything. Glory of God. See the whole place. And everybody is just worshiping God. When Wesley went to heaven asking for church, asking for church again. Which church again are you taking to heaven again? Who asked you to bring church to heaven? You want to go and preach there? Who asked you to come and preach there? Are they preaching there? Do you see anybody preaching? Who are you preaching to? You want to preach to God? Don't you repent. Because your preacher and the way this is, that's what it is. You know, stupid things. Here in heaven, everybody is worshiping Jesus Christ, worshiping God, praying, and watching. It's 24/7, and worshiping God, praying. You don't have to walk and look for food, look for money, look for wealth, look for riches. There's no need. All those things are already there. Everybody is to be glorified. Son. There are no marriages there. Yes, because I remember once from the school, so a public school teacher was teaching one Sunday morning, and then somebody said that in heaven there are no marriage. There's no man and woman marrying. I was like, what? I'm not going to see no marriage in heaven. There's no marriage up there. It's just you and God. Oh, yes. You want to go and cause confusion in heaven? Go to the divorce court. Every day, millions of people are divorcing. They are remarrying and divorce. They are remarrying and divorce. Marry again and divorce. Remarry again. That's what they are doing all over the world. You want to go and do that work in heaven? Nobody does all those things there. Everybody is
They are just worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. It's even better. Oh, yeah, it's even better. You know, to go and be divorcing and remarrying in heaven. Who asked you to come there? To go and be divorcing and remarrying. Is that what you're thinking about? No. There's nothing like that there. So it is high time we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to worship him in spirit and in truth. And this is the opportunity for you. Look at Prophet Daniel. Daniel said, I will interpret your dream for you, but keep your word, keep your gift. I don't need your gift. I will interpret your dream for you. No? Then look at Demas. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Apostle Paul was writing a report on Demas. Demas used to be a disciple of the Apostle Paul. But when Apostle Paul was writing about Demas in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, he said, Demas, my disciple, has left me because he loved the world. That's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. He left the servant of the left the work of God, left serving God, left following Jesus Christ, left the ministry, and he loved the world. So he left me to go and enjoy the world. And that's what the prodigal son did. The prodigal son, he loved the world. And he went to go and ravage himself with properties and harlots until he discovered that he was at loss. And he had to come back to the Father. And surprisingly, the Father received him. There are a lot of prodigal sons and daughters today. They have wasted their lives. You love the world. You love the world and the things of this world. You love the world and the things of this world. You love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your life? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your life? You love the world. And the things of this world you love. You love the world. And the things of this world you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life. Where is the love of God? There are two things. If you have the love of God, then thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy spirit. But go out there today. Will you see anybody who loves God again? They spend their riches in different types of stupid things. Somebody owns a mansion that cost $4 million and he bought it for his dog. Somebody he bought a mansion that cost $4 million and his own dog that lives inside the mansion. Another person wins millions of dollars to a cat. The woman, she wrote her will, and the will says, this $12 million in my bank account belongs to this cat. The cat in his house, in a hole. That is who owns the $12 million. The cat, the pet. They win their property, win everything. Why don't you just give it to Satan? Let Satan take it and go. Because the work of God is there, churches are there, ministries are there, the work of God is there, you won't wield anything to them, but a dog, the dog you own, is living in a $4 million home, $4 million mansion. You put your dog inside, your dog lives there. That's where your dog lives. So you're able to put $4 million together, buy a mansion, beautiful mansion, and who is the owner is the dog, your pet. Your dog is the owner of that. Where there are homeless people in the street who don't even have a room where they sleep. See, wickedness in the heart of them. And then God said, there is no rest for the wicked. Yes, there is no peace for the wicked. Wicked people. You can buy everything and dash your girlfriend and dash prostitute. You come to church, you can't do anything for the kingdom of God. That's who you are. And you think you will escape. Judgment is coming. A billionaire lies down like this, lifeless. A billionaire is lying down lifeless, no life. Empty body, just lie down there. Then I said, how about all these words and all these things? He said, that's it. Everything is gone. Other people are going to eat it. So all these ones is piled up together for other people to read them. And these people don't do anything for the kingdom of God. There is nothing they have done for Christ. There's nothing they have done for the work of God. They are not in, they are not doing anything. All they do is they give their word to Satan, to devil. Look at somebody going to pay professors. Go and pay professors to go and manufacture a chemical weapon that will kill millions of people. And they pay millions to them. Go and do vaccines that will kill people and destroy life. And they say they are reducing the world population. The world population is too much. How many people on earth? Say there are 10 billion people on earth. Let's reduce it to 6 billion people. So they go and pay professors to go to the laboratory and make the chemicals that they can put in the air so that millions of people will die. And then they say they are reducing the world. Who asked you to do that? Nobody. Jesus came to give life and life more abundant. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Don't do the work of the devil. Please. Don't be a killer, a destroyer. That's not what you should do. You should do the right thing. And look at all the agenda. You have to give people sympathy. You have to, all kinds of stupid things all over the world. In the name of Jesus, all these negative agenda, satanic agenda, must be scattered. God will arise, and our enemies will scatter forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God arise, and let all our enemies be scattered forever in the name of Jesus. It's happening already. The enemies of righteousness, God is scattering all of them. God is destroying all of them. Well, look at the news and see what is going on. Judgment. The righteous judge. He has started judging. And all the evil people die. God is going to kill all of them. Destroy all of them. And that they repent. They will likewise perish in their evil, wicked ways. And they will go to hell fire. But I want to pray for everyone who has had this word. I know it's a long message, but this is very divine from the throne room. And I thank God for those who listen to this message. I tell you, the truth is bitter, but it's got to be spoken. The truth is not sweet, but we need to say the truth and nothing but the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I want to pray for everyone who have listened. I pray that God will make you throughout this world and not just in here, that you will not miss heaven. You go to heaven, you won't go to hell, that Jesus will be your Lord, and you'll be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to confess your sins and repent of your evil ways. Turn away from your wicked ways that you might have life and life more abundantly. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Yes, you shall spend eternity with Christ in heaven. Christ in you is the hope of glory. What shall it profit you? You shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. May God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Please forward this message to as many people, you know, all over the world. Tweet it out, share it, text it, email it, send this message around the world. Let it go viral. And they will know the truth and nothing but the truth. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father. Said by him. God bless you all abundantly. Jesus loves you. We love you. Felicia and I, we love you. We say, God bless you richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.